Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Memor by Ram Golda, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Mem Gimel, the fourth parak, HaSholeach. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, at the end of the previous daf, a question was asked. Evich Mechal Rabo Knas, a slave whom the master sold only for rights to the Knas, which would be paid if he's killed by someone's animal, is this sale valid? This question is expressed in the context of a Machokas Tanaim about transferring items which do not yet exist. Although Rabbi Meir holds Adam Makne Davar Shelo Bo La'olam, a person can transfer that which does not yet exist, this may only be in a case such as Peres Dekel Da'avida Da'asu, fruit of a palm tree which normally come, and therefore can be sold before they grow. But regarding a slave's Knas, he may never be gored to death, and even if he is, the owner can avoid paying by admitting fault. The Gemara continues that the inquiry is relevant according to the Rabbanan who hold, Ein Adam Makne Davar Shelo Bo La'olam. One cannot transfer items before they exist. This may be only in a case such as selling fruit of a palm tree, the Hashta Mi HaLeisnehu, because now the product does not exist, whereas here, Haikai Shor, Vahaikai Evan. The ox which will kill the slave exists, and the slave exists. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Mi Shechetzu Evid Chetzi Ben Chorin Shekidash Bas Chorin Mahu. One who is half slave and a half free man who is Mekadosh a free woman. What is the halacha? Meaning, is the marriage effective for his free half? The questions explain, even if we say about a free Yisrael who said to a free woman, Hizkadshi lechetzi, be married to half of me, that the marriage is valid, that may be dechazi lekule, because she's fit for all of him, meaning a full marriage, but perhaps a half slave who is incapable of a full marriage cannot perform a half marriage either. On the other hand, even if we say the kedushin of a free man who says, be married to half of me, is not valid, that may be the shayir b'kinyanu, because he left out part of his acquisition by not making complete kedushin. But with a half-slave, whose entire freed half is marrying her, the kedushin could be effective. Regarding a half-slave woman, Rava said that just as marrying half a woman isn't effective, so too if a Yisrael marries a half-slave woman, the marriage is ineffective. Rabbi Ravuna initially held the same, but was convinced that this case is different because he didn't leave out any freed part from the marriage. And pointing with you, the Gemara says, Chetzi Shifach v'Chetzi Baschorin, Shinizkad Shelo Ruvain, a half-slave woman and half-free woman, who married Ruvain, and then became fully freed and married Shimon, someone unrelated. Rav Yosef Bar Chama says, Paku Kedushe Rishon, the Kedushin of the first one is nullified. Rashi explains that a freed slave, like a convert, is Kekatan Shenolad, like a newly born child, so her prior Kedushin is null, hence she's married to Shimon. Rav Nachman says, Gamru Kedushe Rishon, the first one's Kedushin became completed through her freedom, such that her second half becomes automatically married to Reuven as well, and Shimon's Kedushin is invalid. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, at the end of the previous daf, a question was asked. Evich Mechal Rabo Knas, a slave whom the master sold only for rights to the Knas, which would be paid if he's killed by someone's animal, is this sale valid? This question is expressed in the context of a Machokas Tanaim about transferring items which do not yet exist. Although Rabbi Meir holds Adam Makne Davar Shelo Bo La'olam, a person can transfer that which does not yet exist, this may only be in a case such as Peres Dekel Da'avida Da'asu, fruit of a palm tree which normally come, and therefore can be sold before they grow. But regarding a slave's Knas, he may never be gored to death, and even if he is, the owner can avoid paying by admitting fault. The Gemara continues that the inquiry is relevant according to the Rabbanan who hold, Ein Adam Makne Davar Shelo Bo La'olam. One cannot transfer items before they exist. This may be only in a case such as selling fruit of a palm tree, the Hashta Mi HaLeisnehu, because now the product does not exist, whereas here, Haikai Shor, Vahaikai Evan. The ox which will kill the slave exists, and the slave exists. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Mi Shechetzu Evid Chetzi Ben Chorin Shekidash Bas Chorin Mahu. One who is half slave and a half free man who is Mekadosh a free woman. What is the halacha? Meaning, is the marriage effective for his free half? The questions explain, even if we say about a free Yisrael who said to a free woman, Hizkadshi lechetzi, be married to half of me, that the marriage is valid, that may be dechazi lekule, because she's fit for all of him, meaning a full marriage, but perhaps a half slave who is incapable of a full marriage cannot perform a half marriage either. On the other hand, even if we say the kedushin of a free man who says, be married to half of me, is not valid, that may be the shayir b'kinyanu, because he left out part of his acquisition by not making complete kedushin. But with a half-slave, whose entire freed half is marrying her, the kedushin could be effective. Regarding a half-slave woman, Rava said that just as marrying half a woman isn't effective, so too if a Yisrael marries a half-slave woman, the marriage is ineffective. Rabbi Ravuna initially held the same, but was convinced that this case is different because he didn't leave out any freed part from the marriage. And pointing with you, the Gemara says, Chetzi Shifach v'Chetzi Baschorin, Shinizkad Shelo Ruvain, a half-slave woman and half-free woman, who married Ruvain, and then became fully freed and married Shimon, someone unrelated. Rav Yosef Bar Chama says, Paku Kedushe Rishon, the Kedushin of the first one is nullified. Rashi explains that a freed slave, like a convert, is Kekatan Shenolad, like a newly born child. So her prior Kedushin is null, hence she's married to Shimon. Rav Nachman says, Gamru Kedushe Rishon, the first one's Kedushin became completed through her freedom, such that her second half becomes automatically married to Reuven as well, and Shimon's Kedushin is invalid. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Gimel, and our standard Siman is a magazine. A magazine. So here goes. The master flipping through the pages of his green slave market magazine to see if his sale of his knas rights to a slave was valid, sat next to his wife who was engrossed reading her Shidduchim for Slaves magazine with the cover picture of a half-slave being Mekadesh, a free woman, which included a fascinating interview with a half-slave woman who married someone and then married someone else after being freed. Once again, slow motion. The master flipping through the pages of his green slave market magazine. Magazine? That must be learned off Mem Gimel. The master flipping through the pages of his green slave market magazine to see if a slave of his knas rights to his slave was valid. Which reminds us, at the end of the previous daf, a question was asked, Evish Mechal Rabu Knas, a slave whom the master sold only for rights to the knas, which would be paid if he's killed by someone else's animal, is this sale valid? This question is expressed in the context of Mechokas Hanaim regarding whether Adam Makna Dabar Shalubo Olam, a person can transfer that which does not yet exist. So the master flipping through the pages of his green slave market magazine to see if a sale of his knas rights to a slave was valid, sat next to his wife who was engrossed reading her Shidduchim for Slaves magazine with the cover picture of a half-slave being Mekadesh, a free woman, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Misha chetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin, shekidash bas chorin ma'u, one who is half-slave and half-free man, who is Mekadesh, a free woman, what's the halacha, meaning is the marriage effective for his free half? The question is explained, even if we say about a free Yisro who said to a free woman, be married to half of me, that the marriage is valid, that may be the chazil kule, because she's fit for all of them, meaning a full marriage, but perhaps a half-slave who's incapable of a full marriage cannot perform a half-marriage either. On the other hand, even if we say that Kedushin of a free man who says, be married to half of me is not valid, that may be the Shayer Bekinyano, because he left out part of his acquisition by not making complete Kedushin. But with a half-slave whose entire freed half is marrying her, the Kedushin could be effective. So the master flipping through the pages of his green slave market magazine to see if his sale of his knas rights to a slave was valid, sat next to his wife who was engrossed reading her Shidduchim for Slaves magazine with the cover picture of a half-slave being Mekadesh, a free woman, which included a fascinating interview with a half-slave woman who married someone and then married someone else after being freed. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the din if a half-slave woman marries someone, then becomes fully freed, and then marries someone else. So once again, the master flipping through the pages of his green slave market magazine to see if his sale of his knas rights to a slave was valid, sat next to his wife who was engrossed reading her Shidduchim for Slaves magazine with the cover picture of a half-slave being Mekadesh, a free woman, which included a fascinating interview with a half-slave woman who married someone and then married someone else after being freed. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Chazar. Daf Lamed Tes. So the Siman Daf Lamed Tes is a letter, and we often use a mailman. So here goes. The master was makdish his mailman slave. Mailman? That must be one Daf Lamed Tes. Letter. Mailman. The master was makdish his mailman slave with long hair, ready to be cut. Which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa, makdish avdo ein molingbo. If one is makdish his slave, one does not transgress me'ila through benefiting from the slave. Rav Shem Gamliel says, mo'ling besaro, one transgresses me'ila through benefiting from his hair. The Gemara establishes that everyone agrees the slave becomes hektish, but is not subject to me'ila because the slave is considered like land, which is excluded from me'ila. The machlokas is explained, besaro omed ligazes k'mifuge. They're arguing about hair which is ready to be cut. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Kagazu's dami. It's considered as if it's already cut and no longer considered land and thus subject to Me'ila. And the Tana Kama holds it's not considered cut. So the master was Makdish's mailman slave with long hair, ready to be cut, had him deliver a message to the recently deceased Ger's slave that he's free and doesn't need a get since he's considered like the Ger's wife. Which reminds Gemara relates the Shita that Avda the Ger ki Ishto, a convert slave, is like his wife based on a Gezer Shava. My Ishto Mishtalechas below get, just as his wife is released without a get when he dies, of avad the mishtalchim below get, so too his slaves are released without a get shichur when he dies. This is not the case with the slaves of an ordinary Jew who are inherited by his heirs. The Gemara notes, however, that if a Jew is mafkir a slave and then dies, the slave would go free without a get shichur since he's not inherited. So the master was mocked as mailman slave with long hair, ready to be cut, had him deliver a message to the recently deceased Gare slave that he's free and doesn't need a get, since he's considered like the Gare's wife, and then to bring a get shichur to the Shibcha Charufa, because paying money alone does not complete her freedom, which reminds us that only a get shichur and not paying money completes the freedom of a Shibcha Charufa. Daf Mem, so the Simmer Daf Mem is a pool. So here goes. The tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool. Pool, that must be more on Daf Mem, Mayim. The tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool, which reminds us, Rebbe said, Eved Shenaseh Bas Chorin Bifnei Rabo, a slave who marries a free woman in the presence of his master, Yatzel Acheres. He goes free because his master would not have allowed this if he had not previously freed him. So the tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool, attended by a sad slave whose master had made him hefker and therefore could not get married, which reminds us, a Maimar said, a mafkir abdo, one who is mafkir a slave, oso evit enu otakana. That slave has no remedy to marry. He explains that once the master monetarily disowned him, only regarding prohibition to marry Jews, is he in the master's domain, and he cannot free this dominion in a slave he does not monetarily own. Another version of a Maimar is quoted. So the tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool, attended by a sad slave whose master had made him hefker and therefore could not get married, was disturbed when a master in the crowd whispered to his friend, I made Pony my slave into a free man. And the slave sitting next to him responded vehemently, he did not make me free. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Omer Asisi Pony Avdi Ben Chorin, one who says, I made Pony my slave into a free man. Bahu Omer Wa Asa'ani, and the slave says, he did not make me free. Chayshin Shema Zikulo Al Yedei Acheret, we presume that he transferred the get shichur to the slave through another person who acquired it on the slave's behalf who wasn't aware of it. Daf Mem Aleph, so the Simmer Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must be in Daf Mem Aleph. The grandma with the green hair who designated one of her slaves as an apotiki on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, which reminds us, the mission the previous daf taught that an eved whose master designated him as an apotiki as payment to another in case he would be unable to pay, and he freed him, by rights the slave has no obligations, but for tikkun olam the master is forced to free him, and the slave pays his value to the master. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the one who freed him pays his value, not the slave. Two different shatim for the machlokas are given. So the grandma with the green hair who designated one of her slaves as an apotiki on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, rebuked her two grandsons where one had freed his half of a slave and told them that the poor slave won't be able to marry a shivcha or a nice Jewish girl. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Misha chetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin, one who is half slave and half free man. Basil say, Ovid is rabo yom echad ve'ez atzmo yom echad. He works one day for his master and one day for himself. Beishamay object, dikantim is rabo ve'ez atzmo litikantim. You have resolved his master's problem, but you have not resolved his own problem of being unable to marry, since he's forbidden to both a slave woman and a free woman. Basil ultimately retracted and ruled like Beishamay. So the grandma with the green hair who designated one of her slaves as an apotiki on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, rebuked her two grandsons where one had freed his half of a slave and told them that the poor slave won't be able to marry a shivcha or a nice Jewish girl, and that her knitting partner said even one person freeing half his slave via money or get shichur is questionable. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, if one frees half his eved, Rebbe says he acquires his freed half and becomes a half slave. But the Chachamim say it's ineffective and he remains a full slave. Rebbe says that they all agree that a slave can be partially freed through money based on a drasha. Their dispute concerns partial freeing through a get shichur, where this method of emancipation is compared to the other method of money, or is compared to a get of a woman which cannot operate partially. Rabbi Yosef explains that the Tanaim disagree about partial emancipation both regarding money and regarding a get shichur. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be more than Daf Mem Beis. The mobster in the green pinstripe suit who made the meaningless gesture of telling his two slaves that he gives them each half of his fortune, which reminds us of Bryce, which taught that one who writes his possessions over to his two slaves teaches that the slaves do not even acquire themselves, is where he said he gives half to each slave. So even if he gave to both simultaneously, he may have intended to give the same half to each slave, leaving each one's second half for himself. So the mobster in the green pinstripe suit who made the meaningless gesture of telling his two slaves that he gives them each half of his fortune was furious when his half-freed eved was gored by a bull on the day that he worked for himself, which reminds us, the Gemara says that if an ox gores a half slave, if he was gored on a day that his work belongs to his master, damages are paid to his master. Yom shel atzmo la'atzmo. But if he was gored on the day that his work belongs to himself, the damages are paid to himself. Still, he cannot marry a slave woman on his master's day and a free woman on his day, because isur lo ka'amrinan. We cannot say his status changes daily regarding prohibition. Only monetary arrangements can be divided this way. So the mobster in the green pinstripe suit, who made the meaningless gesture of telling his two slaves that he gives them each half of his fortune, was furious when his half-freed eved was gored by a bull on the day that he worked for himself, and was told that he may not be able to collect kanas for the eved that he freed, but was awaiting a get shichur. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mu'ukav get shichur, a slave who has been freed but needs a get shichur, yeshul kanas o ein lo kanas, does he have the law of kanas that if he's killed by someone's animal, the owner pays the master 30 shekel or not? Do we say that since the pasuk says the money is given la'adunav to his master, and this master who has no monetary ownership is not a true master? Or do we say that since he still requires a get shichur, he is still called his master? All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss if the master's sale of his rights to his slave's kanas is valid? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number two, which daf when the master does not get the kanas when his half-slave was gored on the day the slave was working for himself? That's on daf Membeis. Good. Number three, which of the when a convert slave is like his wife, so just as his wife is released without a get when he dies, so too his slaves are released without a get shichur when he dies. That's on daf Lamatas. Good. Number four, which daf do we discuss what the halacha is if a chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin is mekadesh a free woman? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number five, which of the one that one must free his chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin because he cannot marry anyone in that state? That's on daf Mem Alaf. Good. Number six, which of the one that Maimar said one who is mafkir his slave also eved ein lo takana, that slave has no remedy to marry? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number seven, which daf do we discuss if the law of kanas apply in a case of a slave who is freed but awaiting his get shichur? That's on daf Membeis. Good. Number eight, which daf do we discuss the slave who was in a potiki for a loan and was subsequently freed? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Good. Number nine, which daf do we discuss a chetzi shivcha who marries someone, becomes fully freed, and then marries someone else? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn that the two loans which are not canceled by Shemitah are shtar sheyesh bo achrayis and a malva ahamahos? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhorn from Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.